Thank you. It is a real joy and blessing, a privilege and an honor to be able to be here another Saturday afternoon. We are thankful for God's infinite wisdom, His understanding, and His long-suffering, His mercy. If it wasn't like that, we'd all go straight to hell, but I'm glad God commended His love toward us, and that while we were sinners, Jesus died the death of a sinner, yet He knew no sin, but became sin. Thank God for you and I. We might be made the righteousness of God in Him. We're justified freely by God's marvelous, amazing grace. The law did come by Moses, but grace and truth came by and through the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the grace of God that brought salvation, and there's none other name under heaven given among men where all the world must be saved. He's a must. He's a necessity. You try to come up any other way, to be the same as a thief and a robber and cast out in that day. Jesus died for sinners. All of us are sinners. The Scripture said we're shaped in iniquity and born in sin, conceived in sin. We have a depraved Adamic nature, beloved, ungodly nature in this wretched flesh of ours. It's rotten from birth, and you can't justify it. Nothing good can you do to obtain this wonderful salvation. It was paid for in full at Calvary when Jesus died and gave up the ghost. He said, "Father, it's finished." He finished the work, what He set out to do, and that was to come and offer up Himself as a sweet-smelling incense, a sweet-smelling savor unto God Almighty through the blood of His cross. He bore our sins in His own body on the tree, the just for the unjust, the holy for the unholy, and the righteous for the unrighteous. All of us are like sheep. The Bible said we've went astray, but the Lord's laid the iniquity of all upon Him, and by His stripes only can you get healed. He's the healing balm. He's the chief physician, and there's no way from earth to heaven outside the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Son of God, the living Son of God. He died for our sins, the Savior of all mankind. Went on to say, especially to them that believe. He's personal in me. He's alive in me, God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Paul said, "The life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who redeemed me, washed me, and cleansed me, and made me worthy through His atoning blood." Outside the shedding of the blood, there's no forgiveness, no remission for sin. You can try any other thing, any other way you want to, your denominations, organizations, affiliations. You can get the righteous or religious, that is, within yourself all you want to. And, beloved, that's not going to justify you. If you could be good enough or justify yourself through being good and doing good, then Jesus died a vain death. There was no other way, because He is the way, the truth, and life. No man come to the Father but by Him. He's the door that leads into the sheepfold. You come up into the way, you'll be the same, the thief and robber in that day. And you'll be cast out. Jesus died for sinners. All of us are sinners. All have come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous. No, not one. We've all like sheep gone astray. But the Lord laid iniquity all upon Him by His stripes. What He bore in His own body, He was bruised for iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace, what we had coming, was laid upon Him. He bore our sins in His own body on the tree. And brother and I preach about this a lot because there's a great need for the gospel to be preached. Salvation needs to be preached. There's so many false teachers and false so-called preachers who transform themselves into minister of righteousness, beloved, and are after anything they can get out of you. They're hirelings, they're wolves in sheep clothing, they're dumb dogs that can't bark. Beloved, the only thing they're interested in is making fortune or fame and just to exalt themselves, and to think folks speak highly of them. They're not really interested in helping souls. That's because they don't have any life, any light in them. They're blinded by the godless world, beloved. And, beloved, nobody can preach or bring the message, the good message of the Word of God, to anybody except the Lord Jesus, be a living or abiding in you. Beloved, He said, Jesus said, "Without me, you can do nothing." Beloved, there's nothing you can do to obtain the salvation. Furthermore, there's nothing you've got to do, because He done it all when He said, "Father, it's finished." He finished the work, beloved. He shed His blood. He paid the price. And when He died at Calvary, gave up the ghost back into Jerusalem itself, in the temple area, beloved. The veil that separated the holy place from the holiest of holies was rent in two from top to bottom, signifying that the way had been made now that we could come boldly to find help and grace in the times of need and trouble. He sat down Himself on the real mercy seat in heaven itself, interceding for the saints that called Him to the will of God. Can be touched, thank God, the feeling by infirmities, all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. What a wonderful Savior that is. He died for sinners. All of us are sinners, beloved. We're sinners by birth, and of course, God doesn't impute sin when there's no knowledge of sin, and He certainly don't impute to folks that's not got good minds, or folks that don't have an understanding, really, about what to do, or if they're little children, or even teenagers sometimes, they don't have a real knowledge of sin. Sin's not imputed where there's not a knowledge of sin, but when you have an awareness of sin, beloved, you choose to run in sin, and you rebel against the Word of God, the will of God, and the way of God, love it, sin is imputed. If you die in sin, you wind up dying and going to hell and take of an eternal death, a second death, a place where will be an unquenchable fire, where the worm will never die, and the smoke of that torment will ascend up heaven ever, and there will be no rest day nor night. You don't want to die without the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't have to. He died as a substitute. He died and made the atonement for your sin. He became the propitiation, the atonement for our sin. He that knew no sin became sin. Thank God for you now that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Justified this afternoon, thank God. Not by what I done, but what he done for me and in me when he transformed me, when he operated on my heart. He performed the operation of faith. Of course, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Word of God was preached to me, beloved, gave me eyes to see, ears to hear, and heart to understand. And I came to myself and acknowledged myself as a sinner, simply yielded myself and gave up myself, beloved, and turned my will over to the will of God. Asked God to have mercy upon me as a sinner. Psalmist said, I'll repeat again, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard his cry to live out all his troubles. Jesus died for your sin. He that knew no sin became sin. Thank God for you and I, that might be made the righteousness of God in him. And I hope that you'll get saved. That's the reason I'm on the radio. Beloved, I'm not a hireling. I work for a living. I pastor a little church. And of course, they've offered me a salary, and I'm not trying to put any flowers on my lapel, beloved. I said, I don't need it. I'd rather work for a living. God bless me, and I love working and love preaching and pastoring above everything else and anything else, beloved. We're not asking you to give us any money on this broadcast, the little church pay for that, beloved. We're here to preach the gospel, the good news of the glorious gospel of Christ, that you as a sinner might come to yourself and see yourself, beloved, and experience a new birth. When it happens to you, I can guarantee you, I'll guarantee you positively, beloved, all things that pass away and all things become new to you when you get born again. We're talking about being born of an incorruptible seed by the Word of God that lives and abides forever. We're talking about a spiritual birth that is Christ in you, God in you, the hope of glory when you get saved. You cannot get saved, beloved, until you hear the Word of God. You can't hear the Word of God if somebody has been saved by the grace of God through the Word of God alive in them, and beloved, God uses them. He only uses members of his body. Beloved, there's just one body. Jesus is the head of the body, but there's many members making up this body that is the body of Christ. And I'm glad that I'm just a little bit insignificant, a puny nothing, beloved, in this body, but nevertheless, I am in the body of Christ, and I don't ever want to be anything so far as my flesh is concerned, like Paul said. I want to be, because I'm known to the world and well known to God, beloved. I want to preach the good word of God. Help everybody I can when I come in contact with, beloved, to tell them about God's marvelous, amazing grace, that Jesus died for our sin. He that knew no sin, thank God, became sin for you and I, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. The Lord become righteous and be made right in the sight of God Almighty, beloved, is for his atoning blood. The Bible said outside the shedding of the blood, there is no forgiveness, there is no remission for sin. Now, you can do all you want to. You can join the church. You can be baptized 1,000 times in water, beloved. You can turn over a new leaf. You can put on the case of new betters. You can stop your cussing, gambling, smoking, and carry on. Stop all your bad habits, beloved, but that won't justify you. Your sins must be forgiven. You've got to give up yourself, yield yourself to the will of God, and ask God to have mercy upon you, a sinner. I'm talking about coming to him with a broke heart and a contrite spirit. Jesus said, except you repent, you'll all likewise perish. Beloved, you must be repentant. You must be remorse. You must be broke and contrite after a godly soul. I'm talking about sorrow, not the sin caught up with you, but that you sin against God, beloved, and you're giving up yourself to the will of God. Jesus said, if you're anybody going to be my disciple, they've got to deny themselves. They just give up themselves and yield themselves and themselves and their will to the will of God. And come to him just like they are, acknowledging that they're a sinner, broke and contrite, and giving up themselves and asking God for mercy. Calling on him with a bold heart and a contrite spirit. Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's not tongue in cheek, mind in mouth, beloved. That's the heart. The Bible said that's the soul. From the heart man believeth in the righteousness, and from the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Beloved, when you get saved, I'll guarantee you, beloved, you'll know it. You won't have to second guess about it. You know the Bible said you pass from death unto life. God gives you love for the brethren, for the blessed book, and for the fellowship of the Holy Spirit of God. We delight in the end of man. We don't have any confidence in this rotten, stinking, corrupted, vile flesh, beloved, that will house them. It's corrupt by nature. It's vile. It's subject to vanity. It's subject to sin, beloved. Even though you're saved, you can still fall on your faith, beloved, and commit sin. As long as you're in the body, beloved, I'll guarantee you'll have a problem with S-I-N, sin, beloved. Sin is in our flesh. The Apostle Paul said, there dwelleth no good thing in me, that is, in my flesh. Our flesh is corrupted by nature. And as long as we're housed in this body, we'll have a warfare going on in our members, the flesh against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, beloved. But there's help on the inside when you get saved. Praise God, there's a new nature, there's a divine nature, there's God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory, who can and will help you, beloved, as long as you'll let him. He'll help you and guide you and direct you in the paths of righteousness for his great name's sake. The Bible said the Lord holds the steps of a righteous man, the order before the Lord. But it's up to you if you're saved, that is, you're righteous and made right in the sight of God Almighty through the new birth, through the spiritual birth, the heavenly birth. If you experience that, beloved, then because he orders your step, but you've got to follow them. You've got to obey him. You've got to heal yourself and give yourself, as Paul said in Romans chapter 12, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice unto God, which is only your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you might prove the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. He doesn't make him. He doesn't make you get saved. He didn't make you serve him. He doesn't make you love him, brother. It's free will, and he's not going to force you to do so, beloved. He wants you to come voluntarily because you love him. God help you to love him like you should and deny yourself on a daily basis. Crucify the old man continuously, die in the flesh. Let the old man die daily, beloved. Paul said, I die daily. It's a daily walk, beloved, and a daily death. You've got to say no to self and yes to the will of God. If you'll do that, I promise you, I'll guarantee you'll be one of the most satisfied, peaceful people that you'll come in contact with. It good, great peace, he said. Great peace have they which love my law, he said, and nothing shall offend them. One of peace, a peace that passes all understanding, he said, my peace I give, not as the world give, give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house are many mansions, brother. He's got the best yet to come. But while we're down here, strangers and sojourners, you better live godly, sober, and righteous. Righteous in this present world if you're saved. And if you're not saved, I hope that you will be. But by grace are you saved, through faith in that, not of yourselves, a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We don't have nothing to boast about within ourselves. We boast on him and him crucified, dying for sinners. Paul said to whom he was chief, I know I was a wretched sinner. He saved me just like I was and gave me eternal life. I'm going to heaven because of what he is to me, what he done in me. And brother, the gates hell can't prevail against the church of living God. I'm a member of his flesh and his body and his bones, and so are you if you're saved. But if you're not saved, hope you will be. And I see my time just about going to write to us, pray for us, and God bless you as I pray in his name. Amen.